For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Of our most predominant engagement, are we together? So just like morning, day, morning, noon, and night, everything we do in our youth or whatever we're doing now will affect our future. See, our tomorrow is dependent on today. Just like seconds leads to minutes, minutes to seconds, hallelujah, minutes to hours. That's the way our life is counting, hallelujah. Just like the like I read once called, that said, do what the clock is doing, keep moving, hallelujah. Praise God. Our progress may not be looking as if we are progressing, guys. That is truth. Most times when we are advancing, you may not know you are growing, but you are really growing. We are advancing. You are making progress. All together, let us not be discouraged by what you see in your life physically, by your business, by your career. It looks as if it's not working, but I can tell you are growing. Praise God. So like when you own a pressing iron, in the first minute we can put your hand. Isn't that true? Can put your hand, remove it, put your hand again in your hand, you can see put your hand. But after like 5 minutes or 5 seconds, when you put your hand, you remove it quickly. It grows, the heat is increasing. That's what is happening to our spirit, to our career, our life. We are advancing. Hallelujah. Thank God for his saving. We look at positive then daily habit. Number one, we say reading, studying and meditating on the word of God and information. We say prayer, all manner of prayer, especially praying the Holy Spirit. We're communicating with your inner circle every day. Talk to people that matter in your life. At least one of them. Are we together? We say plant seed every day in the physical, in your soul, and in your body. And number five, we say develop your mind every day towards your career and your purpose fulfillment. And then number six, we say physical exercise. Number seven, we say eat healthily. Is that true? And then drink a lot of water every day. Number eight, we say rest and refresh every day. Learn to rest and refresh. Hallelujah. In other words, I've been having a tedious night. Last 2 weeks of my life, I've been very, very busy. My head almost broke. Hallelujah. Come back. I have to do my routine. I have to read. Yesterday, I was like, God, you have to help me. It was also like barrister said, he prayed and God knocked him out. That's what happened to me. Hallelujah. I just needed because I had to wake up to read again that night. Yes, you need to rest and refresh. You need to work and prophesy. Hallelujah. We look at how to do. So today we'll be looking at 10 destructive daily habits. 10 destructive daily habits. 10 destructive daily habits. Are we together? Are we together? Praise God. One thing about sin is not instantaneous. Sin is gradual. Anytime we fall into sin, it doesn't happen immediately. Is that true? James chapter 1 from verse 14 to 15. James 1:14-15 gives us the progress of how sin progresses and when people eventually fall. So when you see somebody fornicate, when you see somebody lie, when you see somebody commit any kind of sin, it just didn't happen. It was a gradual process. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 verse 14 to 15. It says, hallelujah. Praise God. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, and then he's enticed. First he's drawn, secondly he's what? Enticed. And then, when lust has conceived, very interesting, is that not true? That means it takes a long period before something conceived, is that not true? It bringeth forth sin. And when it is finished, it's been there for death. So you see, that means, anytime we see sin, that means it was not instantaneous, it was a gradual process. All together? Praise God. So like in John chapter 12 verse 6, the Bible says Judas was always stealing purses. So when the woman came to anoint the feet of Jesus Christ with a purse, the Bible says he said that, why don't you sell it and use the perfume for the poor? Then John commented, he said that not because he loved God, but because he held the purse and he always took from it. And then in Matthew 26 verse 15, the Bible says he sold Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That means before he fell, it has been a gradual process. Before you can assassinate, I was told of a robbery case that happened in your house of the small boys. I said like, and then I was told the progression of how the crime went. I was like, these boys have grew at that level of crime. Hallelujah. They were not like that, because if it was they were at the beginning, little shred they were giving. But to be threatening to the place of police force guy, and then you did not give in till the very end, that means your heart has been hardened over a process. Are we together? Yeah. So when we see people fall and then people fail in life, it was a gradual process. Number two thing I want us to know before I tell you the 10 negative habit is, number two, the day people fall wasn't the day that they actually fall. Is that true? In 1 Timothy 6 verse 9, 1 Timothy 6 verse 9, the day people people fell wasn't, you know, when you read in 2 Samuel chapter 13, hallelujah, was the story of Amnon, the guy that loved the sister of Absalom, and then he devised her. It was in his thought he became sick because of that sickness. Hallelujah. Calculated the sin and then raped the lady. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Hallelujah. So the day that we eventually fall, so there are a lot of things, like Apostle Aaron will always say, like a root, there's a way he used to put it, like a yam that is growing in our heart. Hallelujah. A lust that is breathing, that if we don't attend to, most time when I do something that is on the negative, like I discover a negative character in me, something that is wrong, most time I go to my bed to lie down and say, Father Lord, help me. Because I know if I don't do it, it will destroy me. That's the truth. And most time I will say, Father Lord, help me. If I overreacted or I did something or anything negative, I go to God, Father Lord, help me. Because that thing will destroy me. Praise God. I remember when I read of one man of God in FCT, when he had a scandal. I remember when I had that scandal issue, I went to my bed. I was almost crying. Because I was not just looking at him, I was looking at myself. What happened to anybody? Hallelujah. He didn't fall in one day. I was just asking God, Father Lord, help me. May I not be hardened to get to that level. Praise God. Now, everything in life is a seed. Either good or bad. Isn't that true? Everything is a seed. But we say, whatsoever a man soweth, that means whatsoever means good or bad. Is that good or bad? Whatsoever. That means if you sow a good thing, you reap a good thing. You sow a bad thing, you reap a bad thing. Whatsoever a man soweth, we look at Genesis 8:22. So long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest do not cease. Hallelujah. Praise God. So everything we are doing, positive and negative. That means as we do the daily positive habit, we'll see the result. And if we do the negative habit, there will always be result because it's the law. Praise God. The first negative habit that most of us do, or all of us a lot of times do, is procrastination. Procrastination. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. And then help us, somebody else help us with Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4. Then somebody else, James chapter 4 verse 17. Pastor Ezekiel, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Barrister, help us with Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4. I will go to James 4 verse 17. James chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says, therefore to him that knoweth, that means, okay, let me recomplete it. Therefore to him that knoweth, to do good and doeth it not, to him what? It is a sin. That means if you know what you are supposed to do and you don't do it, you have committed a sin. Are we together, guys? Is that the procrastination? Yes, sir. What is Ecclesiastes saying? Yes. Anybody that observed the wind, looking at it and said, let me wash my clothes, I will suspend it. Let me call this person, I will suspend it. Let me do it, I will suspend it. Yes, shall not sow. Yes, sir. And he that regarded the cloud shall not what? Shall not reap. Hallelujah. I was in the church service on Sunday. And then they raised a sacrifice for us to give the sacrifice. Hallelujah. I said, I will give the sacrifice. I've been saying, I will do this, I will do this. Once it was mentioned, I said, I will do it. Today, I just remembered, I just made the call straight. Remove this money, give it straight. Because I kept us, now today's already Wednesday. See, but I kept postponing it. And I said, if I don't act on it now, I will postpone it again. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, what does it say, sir? Yes, sir. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Hallelujah. That means if you wake up, you are supposed to make a call. Make a call. If you're supposed to write a book or read a message, you're supposed to make a prayer. Sometimes, hey guys, let me tell you something. Sometimes I could be prompt to pray on something. I say, I'll pray later. No, and I learned that when you are prompted, immediately pray. Are we together? Procrastination, all of us are guilty of procrastination. But the reason why the word is coming for us is for us to adjust. Anything the Bible says, he that knoweth what to do and refuse to do it is a sin. Praise God. Praise God. I believe as this word is coming, we'll make adjustment to our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there something you have been procrastinating? If there is something like that, wake up today, do it. All together, do it. Do it afraid. I think there is a book like that, Do It Afraid. Is it, I think by Josiah or something like that, do it. In case you have, just do it. All together, take the step. Praise God. So procrastination, many people, I remember when I was about to start the ministry. Many people say, if you don't study, I saw one quote, if you don't start your business, this year will 2020 will eventually come anyway. So why not start? Then I saw another one. Remember those, that God was using them to speak to me. And I saw another one that if you had started that business 3 years ago, you wouldn't be where you are today. You understand, guys? So seeing those things made me do, like, I said, I was not sitting back. Immediately I went forth. And I know that starting it early helped me a lot. Praise God. So procrastination is a negative daily habit that people do that destroy us. Like, I want God to read this book. I'll read this book tomorrow. Anything you can do today, don't shift it to tomorrow. Do you understand? Any call you can make today, don't say it. Do it today. Anything you can do today, don't procrastinate it. Number two, negative habit that people do most times is living with unconfessed sins. Thank you, sir. Living with unconfessed sins. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sin, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us. Hallelujah. It baffles me to know that, you know, there was a time that I when I was in Sunday school, they used to lead us on prayer session, confess your sin and don't hide your sin. I didn't believe that somebody can even think of hiding his sins from God. Hallelujah. Because God is all knowing. Until I grew in ministry and then I began to meet people, till I know that literally people live with unconfessed sins. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 verse 27, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Altogether, you have a bitterness and you know you are bitter about something. Verbalize it and say, Father Lord, I have a bitterness. Forgive me. Help me to heal it. It's mind-blowing to believe that people don't really verbalize things like that. Like you fornicate or you did something that is very, very evil and you will not confess it. It's there. You know it is a sin. You are convicted and you know it's a sin. Hallelujah. That is a danger. You are giving a place for the devil to come in. Are we together? That is a negative thing that people do every day. Once you lied or you did something that is wrong and you are convicted, immediately repent. Praise God. Number two, three mistakes that people do on a daily basis is relying on faith alone. Relying on faith alone, especially believers. Now, all of us, of course, I'm talking to believers alone. In James chapter 2, the classic on faith and works, verse 17 will start there. Faith without works is what? Dead. Is that not true? I don't know, this scripture is very, very clear. I don't know. Personally, I believe in responsibility. Hallelujah. Believe in taking responsibility. Once you have heard the voice from God, how to make it work. When I read in my Bible, when God told Joshua, go and defeat the land of Ai, the strategy that Joshua used was not given by God. He used a strategy. Are we together? Sometimes God may give you strategy, but you have a responsibility to wake up. Believers spend 10 years praying, I receive, I receive, I receive. Sometimes we need to wake up and calculate on how to make the things happen. Are we together? So it's a daily mistake that we make most of them, relying on faith. It will happen. 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 Some people came for service on Sunday. Are we together? And now these are people I've been praying for them to come. Praying, 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 praying. They did not come. What we just did was, I just said, give me the phone. Let me call them myself. I picked, call these one, two, three people. She said, sorry, sorry. I don't know why I've not been coming. I'm coming this Sunday. And they came. I was like, God. If I called them earlier, they would have been coming. Yes. You see, and I was shouting, praying in my room every day, praying and fasting, joining hands here, praying. They didn't come. See, there's a place for works. If I'm not calling, they wouldn't have been around that Sunday. Are we together? Number four, me say that people make every day is living above their current status. Living above what? It leads to indebtedness. Luke chapter 15, verse 13. That lifestyle will lead to indebtedness. Luke 15, 13. The Bible says, and not many days after, the younger son gathered, now this was the story of the prodigal son, gathered together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. Riotous living is a kind of living altogether. Now, there are things that you can do now that can be referred to as riotous. Living above your standards every day. Just imagine me drinking malt every day at my level. 200 naira every day. 5 days is 1,000. Is that not true? At my level, I can't afford it. How together? Doing that and saying I'm refreshing my body is, you know, there are things I can do that can vegetable of 15 naira can supplement that much. Taking bitter leaf can supplement all those things. How together? Yes, there are things I can do unnecessary. A decent I can trek. I can trek it. I will not need to spend unnecessary money. This is my level now. I'm in trekimeter, leggedy dance. That's my current level. That's the truth. Imagine me chatting in a car to Abuja. Say, how can this man of God in commercial bus? Am I okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Imagine me streaming, watching, burning data. There was a time when we started this church ministry. This ministry, anyway, not the church. My WhatsApp subscription was 50 naira. 150 monthly subscription, yes. In a whole year, I did 300 naira. If I did 300 naira, more than. When I did 300 naira subscription, unlimited Airtel data, it was like a major big. I could not believe, yes, in a whole year. But now, at my current level, I consume over 3-5 or more above in data, 1 month. Now, when I look at my level, I can afford it now. When I look at it, like I remember those days. Not only 3 years ago, or not only 2 years. 300 naira. That was the test I was now. Imagine I'm doing my Mifi, 5,000 gig, one subscription, 10,000. Very soon I will reach that level. I cannot, that is why I don't watch men of God, Makandua, or the men of God that I respect when they are doing a live program. I don't watch it now. I wait for them to finish, put it online, immediately I download it. That is what I do, hallelujah. That is my level now. I'll get to a very level that I can stream. I'll get a, I'm not giving you my own personal life. Look at your life. There are things that we need to do on our current level now. And let nobody intimidate us at all. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. There are people that are praying before us. Let's put your hands and say, I will not do anything I cannot afford. Praise God. So, on, at your pace. Those are something you put under duress comfortably. Are we together? So many people make a lot of mistakes by living above their current status. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 5 mistake that people make every day is feeding their mind and their body with the wrong information or with the wrong stuffs. Psalms 119 verse 110. Paris, help us with that. Psalms 119 verse 110. People feed their body, their mind, and their spirit with the wrong stuff. In Proverbs 24 verse 20 to 27 was the counsel to the young man. Watch your eyes. Watch where your leg goes to. Watch what your ears hear. You see something, you see, if you ever meet anybody, yes, can you help us down? Yes. 101. Yeah, what? Yes, sir. I have refrained my feet. I stayed away from every evil way, yes. That I may keep that word. You know something? I noticed that if you ever meet somebody that falls to pornography, or if you ever meet somebody that is addicted to pornography, he started watching pornography once, twice, a while before he become addicted to it. Is that not true? Somebody that falls into fornication. Most times, what we feed our eyes with negative movies, pornographic, semi-pornographic movies. Movies that you cannot watch with your parents. We watch them comfortably and then we are feeding our mind with them. Very gradually, we watch the way relationships are in a movie and we begin to feed our minds. Imagine somebody taking one stick of cigarette. One bottle of star, one bottle of gulda, one stick of weed. Feeding their system on the long run, it affects them. But it's a daily progress. All together. Number 6. Sowing negative seeds. Now, when I say sowing negative seeds, I mean seed of rebellion every day. Seed of dishonor. Seed of gossip. Seed of malice. Sowing negative seeds. The Bible says in John chapter 8 verse 49, I honor my father, you don't honor me. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 23, the Bible says the sin of witch rebellion is like a sin of witchcraft. Every day, don't rebel. Altogether, if there is somebody you should respect or submit to every day, do it. Don't rebel. Because you are sowing a seed for the future. Altogether, don't sow a seed of malice. Don't gossip about anybody. Prophet Makandua said, there are many of God that they stand on central pulpit and for 1 hour they are talking about another man of God. Is that not true? One solid hour. He said that they have not finished discussing Moses in the Bible. They have not finished talking about Moses. They have not finished talking about Joseph. Look at David. Look at Saul. Look at Peter. They have enough character in the Bible to talk about. They have not talked about. You know, there's a man, I respect Apostle Selman so much. Listen to him. He doesn't have the time for anything. Straight. Even he has to correct without names. He doesn't. He attacked the error and not the names. Don't sow seed of malice, gossip, backbiting, backstabbing, any day because you reap it. Number seven mistake that people do every day is refusing to pursue and seek God. Every day, refusing to pursue and seek God. Praise God. The Bible is beginning in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 to 35. The Bible says, seek first what? His kingdom and his righteousness. And every other thing shall be added unto you. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29. And then Proverbs 8:17. Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29. And then Proverbs 8:17. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them that love me. Yes. And those that seek me early shall find me. Yes, sir. Yes, from there you will seek the Lord. Yes. You will find him if you seek him with what? All your heart. People wake up early in the morning and the first thing on their money is their business. Their sweetheart. Hallelujah. A lot of things, God is not in their thought. The Bible says the wicked, God is not in their thought. Are we together? Don't think about him. Every day, let's pursue God. Is he running? He is constant, but you are far. So every day you're not pushing, but you're coming closer. Every hour of tongues is taking you closer. Every 30 minutes of fellowship is taking you closer. Every 1 hour in the word, every 30 minutes in the word is taking you closer. Every moment of worship is taking you closer. Hallelujah. That is why I'm not discouraged when I pray for hours without results. Because I know it did something to me. It took me closer. I don't know. Hallelujah. There are times when I pray and then the Holy Ghost will just tell me, oh, this is your prayer. What is your result? I'll just smile. I continue. Because I know he's doing something to me. I don't know, but something is happening. Are we together? Sorry. So refusing to pursue God, to see God every day. Many people have spent 24 hours without talking to God. I mean, consciously. Now, this is hard to believe, but it's true. With that, I'm sorry, I don't know why. Hallelujah. Without a conscious communication to God, without a conscious word, you open your mouth and talk to God and say, Father, I love you. Open your mouth and communicate with God. Hallelujah. So that is a very, very dangerous thing that people do on a daily basis. Thank you very much, sir. And the more that we don't do it, thank you, sir. And the more that we don't do it is taking us away. Thank you, sir. It's taking us away and farther away from him. Is that not true? Yes, sir. Just like communication. I took a course today about communication in relationship and in marriage. When you're in a relationship, you don't talk with the person for a while. Normally, communication reduces distance. Don't talk with the wife. It breaks a bond. Communication is a glue. Like when you cease communication between two parties, the relationship starts dying a natural death. So if you don't see God naturally every day, your relationship with him dies a natural death. Naturally. So the devil can get you engaged so much that you forget about God. Apostle Aramay, you know, there's a way God can use some people to set standard. He said he walked offshore. He was climbing tank fasting, looking like a stick. Hallelujah. Fasting. And so you don't have an excuse. What work are you doing that you cannot fast? I used to go to the market. I see some Igbo commit, dedicated. I want to mention their church already. They wear a particular color like that. And their church, you see them reading their Bible in the church. I said, this is it. Sorry, in their shop. No customers around, they carry their Bible and they're reading. I see women and them children, you reading there. When I see that kind of thing, it really strikes my heart. I don't know if you have ever seen it. Yes. The people of the other faith, they do it in their workplace. As a matter of fact, that is the reason behind having a worship center in every market. Because they join their religion with their business. They join their relation with their business. Hallelujah. So the skill to pursue God every day is a mistake that more people make. Number eight. Refusing to evangelize and show Jesus to your neighbors and to everyone around you. The number eight mistake people make every day. Every day of your life, you should tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Or somebody should see Jesus in you. All together. There should be a character in you that reveals Christ. Hallelujah. every day. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, 20 is a popular scripture. But I love Matthew 5, 14. Matthew 5, 14, what does it say? Ye are what? The light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill that cannot be healed. Verse 16 says, you are the salt of the earth. Is that not true? So every day, let somebody feel your saltiness. Let somebody see your light. Let somebody see you and know you are a pastor. Let somebody see you and know you are a Christian. There is a countenance that goes with Christianity. The Bible says, having a form of godliness and denying the power. That means there is a form. Is that not true? There is a form. You cannot see a Christian. I watched a clip of SS, one technically called in Brazil. All over, he doesn't wear a shirt, all over his body, black tattoos, face, everywhere. His wife interceded, he came to church and repented. He was crying and testifying. As he repented, you could see that he was not comfortable with himself. He doesn't walk with shirt because the tattoo is the design on his body. Very deadly. He said he has killed, done dangerous things, done many bad things, hurt a lot of people. But immediately he changed. I listened to the pastor, Dr. Paul, and then she said that there was a time he went to Sheraton with his wife, and then they evangelized a prostitute, and then she gave her life to Christ. And they invited her, can you come to church on Sunday? She said that, I cannot come to church. Why? So all the clothes I have are this type of clothes. Then he said that our church sisters, that is church girls, this is the clothes they wear to church. But a prostitute knows that she cannot wear that church clothes to church. I understand the guys. That thing shook him. Even a prostitute knows that she shouldn't wear that kind of thing to church. Then he offered to buy her clothes, that's what she wore and came to church. But Christian sisters will wear mini, super mini. You have to ask them their names. Most of you even believe they are Christian. I went to evangelize and I did junction with one guy. He said he was of the other religion. He had an accident. The church took care of his bills. He gave his life to Christ. After a while, he discovered that Christianity, the Christian girls are worse. I said, you are a liar. I said, if you want to backslide because you want to backslide. Every religion has fake people. Don't tell me that. The highest rate of HIV is in the north, some of the areas in the north. Hallelujah. Praise God. But people should be able to see the light in you. People should be able to see the light in you. People should look at you and know you're a pastor. Hallelujah. Averagely, you're a normal Christian, they call you a pastor. Averagely. You are decent, you don't cheat, you behave yourself well, you are a different person. So let somebody see the light in you every day. People that you cannot preach to them, Apostle Paul said, see Peter, if your husband refuses to change as a man, as a woman, your character can change him. Every day you will see the light. Hallelujah. What they say number one was what? Our negative habit that people do. Number one was what? Procrastination. Number two is living with unconfessed sin. Number three is relying on faith alone and not taking responsibility. I remember preaching a major responsibility. I don't know if it's online. Relying on faith alone. Number four, I said, was living above current status. It leads to indebtedness. And then number five is feeding our mind, our body every day with the wrong stuff and wrong information. Don't feed your mind with bitterness. Hallelujah. Don't feed your mind with negative information about people. Praise God. See, if today I look at Pastor Ezekiel and say, I don't like the way he talks. The day I see him, I don't like the way he walks. Gradually, I am building a wall of resentment about him. One day I wake up, I don't like him. Why? I don't even know. I don't like him. It was not that day, like I said in the introduction. It was gradual. I fed my mind with the wrong information. Allowing somebody, people to tell you negative things about people that are feeding your mind. One day you discover you don't like the person again. All together? Hallelujah. Number six, I said, was sowing negative seeds. Seed of rebellion, dishonor, gossip. Every day we do these kind of things. If you do them, it's a negative character that will destroy us. Hallelujah. Number seven is refusing to pursue and seek God. That is, now not refusing intentionally not to pursue God. Everything we do daily. Remember when I talk about consistency. When you gym every day, it's better. You know, I learned this very early. I can't remember what it was that I heard it from Bishop Tucker Mills. Said 10 or 30 minute prayer every day is better than a 10 hours prayer in a month, once in a month. Understand? Like every day, 30 minutes is better than 10 hours. You go and lock up yourself for 10 minutes. I say, I'm going 10 hours straight to recharge. See that 10 hours, no, it should be Prophet Makandiwa. 30 minutes every day has more results than that. Yes. When I heard that from him, at that moment I was doing, I brought my prayer time to a time I can do every day. He said that if you gym every day, that's how you build. You don't go to the gym one day and pull your shirt and say 12 hours and Moses must come out. Carry for 12 hours, Moses will not come outside. You have to do it consistently. All together. So pursue and seek God every day. Number 8, I say refusing to evangelize and show Jesus Christ. Many people don't show Jesus Christ. Coming back today, I saw a guy holding a big Bible. Not really a big, an average Bible on the street walking, going to church. I said, what a life. I admired it. I'm not only saying that holding the Bible really makes it very genuine, but I admire that boldness. All together. Now, you know, people have a way of misinterpreting what I say now. Like you can say that because holding the Bible, some say, it's not about holding Bible. I know. That's why I answer those people. Because I know many people will listen to the message. I know it's not about holding the Bible. It's not like saying somebody has gone to school. Say, it's not about going to school though. At least he has gone to school. They are taking the first step. Is that not true? Yes. People have a way of turning every segment upside down to have a way of being cynical. Number 9. Running away from challenges. Daily challenges that people face. Running away from challenges instead of confronting realities. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, I love that scripture. The Bible says that 1 Corinthians 10 13 say we will never be tempted beyond what we can bear. Is that what it says? Yes. And then remember the scripture you showed, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. God said that when we go through the fire, he will be with us. When we go through the water, he will be with us. Now, challenges are part of life. I listened to Bishop Edebo, he said that thank God for challenges. Challenges brought him to where he is today. Very interesting term, is that not true? Thank God for challenges. You know, I read in 2 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 9 to 13, Joab was fighting two terrible armies, and then he shared himself and his brother. He said, quit like men, let's fight for our people. I have a natural tendency, maybe because of my temperamental inclination, I like challenges. Like when I see challenging things, not problems, but like something to solve. Hallelujah. Yes. This has a lot of effect on temperamental people. If you are a natural phlegmatic, people like that naturally avoid challenges. And there's also one piece can avoid. Yes. I like when I see a problem, I address it. Within my power, like I that is the way I like. I don't like running away from challenges, because some people say let's keep quiet for the sake of peace. If you keep quiet and you don't talk about it, you don't address it, that issue will continue, and it will rise up again. So like when a problem comes, let's face it and solve it. Because if you don't face it, it will not change. Altogether. Sometimes I sit down and think about my financial life. If I don't confront this, my finances, like it will not change. That's the truth. It will not change. I pray for grace to face our challenges in the name of Jesus Christ. And then finally, number 10, message that people make every day is living a lifestyle of sin. Now, this is different from living with unconfessed sin. Is that true? Living a lifestyle of sin. That means perpetually. Romans chapter 6 verse 2 and then Romans 6 verse 23. That means if you walk in sin, your wages shall be death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is... You know, the 2 Timothy 2 verse 19 to 20. I love that scripture. Say, 2:19 to 20. Saying, what does this say? Nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Yes. Yes. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord, yes, depart from iniquity. Hallelujah. Now, living a lifestyle is sin. That means you know this thing is bad and you're still doing it. And you wake up tomorrow morning. One of us came to us and one of these days was meeting me, telling me about his past and a lot of things that has happened in the past. Wow. And the transformation was phenomenal. Said that he was saying that in those his past, he has one of his friends that the person was the son of a pastor. He knows he was living an immoral style. And the ladies, they were being immoral. We are together in the same prayer unit. Prayer department, sorry. They come together and pray. All of them know that we are all bad. Oh, yeah, Kukuma, let's be praying. Like, consciously. Hallelujah. Consciously. That's a deadly mistake. Very deadly mistake. Hallelujah. So there are people that live in the lifestyle. It's their lifestyle. It's like that. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I was, when people say that, and he's a Christian, oh, and he sang in the choir, oh, and he led prayer, oh, and he preached on Sunday, oh, I said, this guy, you're new to Christianity. Yeah, baby, I'm not seeing a lot of things. If Lucifer can be with God Almighty and rebel, if Judas can be in the church of Jesus Christ and steal money from the pastor, I will get that. Jonah was a people. Don't use churches. Don't use because everybody is holding mic to judge people. I tell people that you must learn to use discernment and discern people. You don't judge people because somebody can pray in capital letters on Kwakwala Gaya Gade Gade. What you hear is tongues is biblical. And the person is saying the real Greek word for this is soma. Soma actually in soma is used in five words. The five word means X, Y, Z. And this person is deep in scripture. Hear his tongues. And the way he walks is so melodious. Very, very calm. His humility is physical. You can even see he's a brother. That is a rapist, potent. They're like, when they tell you what this person, you not believe. You people must learn to use discernment and follow the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why God says, test every, including me, preaching to you. You should be able to test my spirit. Anybody that says should not be tested, that means he has something to hide. I should be able to be friends. You can test me. You can research on me. It's not true. You should be able to test my being. If I'm fake, people should be able to test you. Because people can really be fake. People can preach and right from the pulpit run to the brothel. Praise God. So in case anyone listening, having living in a lifestyle of sin, is a deadly habit you are doing. A deadly habit. And it will destroy you. And I believe God will not allow that to happen in the name of Jesus Christ. As you take the grace to make a new tone about these daily 10 things. Now, preaching a message like this will bring to our mind that these are the things we do. And like I mentioned these kind of things now, if you notice that it's the things that happen to all of us on a daily basis. Is that not true? Most of us procrastinate, live with unconfessing, rely on faith alone, praying alone. Hallelujah. Bishop Oyedepo say, what do you do in the night? He say, I think and I read. Somebody like that is be thinking he's praying in the night. Die. Say no. Say he prays and he thinks. Praise God. But one thinking can solve everything you are actually praying about. Couple fight, relationship fight, always fighting. My husband must change. You see them in churches. Carry their picture, anoint the husband. The picture on the husband is almost changing color. I'm telling you. The picture of the husband is almost changing color. Someone wondered that. When I looked at her, I said, even if I'm your husband, I wouldn't want to be your husband. Looking unkept. Like, let's say the hair was not meant to say maybe that one is because the husband didn't give her money. But a complete natural hair. Is that not true? That one, secondly, taking your bath. Your husband has to pay money for you to take your bath. What's looking unkept? Even your husband, your speaking in tongues cannot attract me to you. How together? And then I'm talking to you, answering me. There are things you do on the natural that will neutralize your prayer. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So faith alone will not solve all things. Praise God. And then living above current status. I believe God will help us all as we look at these things. Now, how to break negative habits? Number two. One is decide to change. Praise God. Is that what? Decide to change. In Matthew chapter 5 from verse 1 to 12 is the Beatitudes. Beatitude means the be attitude, be characters. Is that correct? Now, beatitude means you have a responsibility. Blessed are the meek. Who is he meek? Remember we looked at the virtue of humility last Sunday. You make yourself humble or you choose the posture of humility. True? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst. Who hunger? That means you are the one that hunger and you thirst. So decide to change. Decide not to be a procrastinator and say, from today, anything that I should do, it will not cross the next day. Even if it needs sleep by 3 a.m., I must finish it. Is that true? Decide to change. And then number two is genuine spirituality. Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 and both Romans chapter 8 verse 13. All of them spoke about us mortifying, killing the flesh. Destroying the flesh, weakening the flesh by the spirit. Hallelujah. The more spiritual you get, the more responsible you become. Did you hear what I said? The more spiritual you get, the more responsible you become. The more spiritual you become, the more responsible you become. The more spiritual you become, the more time conscious you become. The more spiritual you become, the more disciplined you become. The more spiritual you become, the more diligent you become. The more spiritual you become, the more courageous you become. Hallelujah. You will not procrastinate, you will see God. The more spiritual you become, you will not believe with sin unconfessed. You go to pray, your heart will be... I don't know for you, but personally, if I have something wrong in my heart and I go to pray, it's like there is something heavy on my chest. Hallelujah. Something heavy. And I know if I really want to be serious, I have to confess it. Praise God. And then finally, the last thing is do the daily habit you do. Do the positive one that we taught last week. Number one is decide to change. Number two is genuine spirituality. And then number three, way of handling negative character is do the positive ones. Praise God. Like I always say, as I learned, the way to stop a thought is to think another thought. The way to stop a bad character is what? Change another character. I read a document on psychiatric renovation, mental people renovation. How they renovate people that take weed. If you want to stop somebody from taking a weed, is addicted to weed. What you need to do is to give him another addiction. You understand? Yeah? To cancel that addiction, you have to give him another addiction. Addiction to water. Addiction to something else. That is the only way to neutralize that addiction. If you have like to cancel every negative character, you have to cancel with an equation. It's just like positive and neutral. Minus 2 plus 2 is what? 0. It has canceled out. All right? Minus 1 minus 1 is 0. So the way to cancel a negative thought is not just by learning. You have to do a corresponding positive thought to be able to neutralize that character. So do the positive character. Wake up every morning. Read. Instead of feeding yourself with negative information, read about book. Read about, feed your minds with videos online that you have to watch. Let them be productive videos. Not just useless jokes. Pastor Ezekiel always say that comedy is not the cure or the medicine for the soul. It looks like a light statement, but a very, very powerful statement. Hallelujah. Very, very strong. When you're online, what do you use your time for? Altogether, what kind of information? Sometimes when I communicate some information, I say, why do I know this information? How do I read? When I go online, I read international news, I read useful things. I don't go and say one policeman slap or Agbere boy. One person did. All those. I don't want to waste my time. Because most of the time, even if you read it, it may be true, but it has no long-term benefit. Hallelujah. Read useful informations. Useful channels. Useful blocks. That will develop yourself every day. Hallelujah. Because what you read today has added to your mind. Have you ever stood to preach and then what you read 3 years ago came to your mind? That's happened to all of us, right? Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will begin to remember. And if you never remember that you ever read this thing, yes, but it is there. Your mind and your spirit don't forget. It's only your brain. Praise God. Now, can we ask God for grace and say, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, a lot of this character has been built over time. And the way to change a character is to change your thought pattern. Change your action, change your habit, and that character will change. Can you say, Holy Spirit, I receive the grace. I receive the wisdom. I receive the power for transformation. I receive the grace. I receive the wisdom. I receive the power for transformation. Hallelujah. Now, as he was coming up to keep, but I just felt, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, we should just pray for ourselves. Characters that we're trusting God for help personally, that God will help us altogether. So you can play on and let's give us like the next 7 minutes. Let's pray in the spirit. Any character that are trusting God for and say, can you talk to God and say, Father Lord, help me with this character challenge. Thank you.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.